Proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop, LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Malachi Vitoch back on the mound once again. Three strikeouts for him on 25 pitches. He's gone two innings so far as Noah Sadika, who was busy at shortstop, was responsible for the last two putouts, will step in. Walked on his only time up at the plate. So the Rafters 5-0. And they've out-hit Madison 6-1. Have really been playing their best baseball in the first two innings, and that's really propelled them. A swing and a bunt that goes over to Jensen behind him and rolls in the backdrop. No one won. So Noah Sadika out of UC San Diego from Aliso Viejo, California.
Last inning.
0-1 count. Sadika will step in the right-hander. Vitoch will fire the 0-1. And a curveball that sweeps the right edge in for 83 miles per hour. 0-2. Vitoch again. And a check swing cross. And he did go. Sadika did pull it across for the third strike. So another strikeout for Vitoch. That's his fourth of the evening. And we return to the top of the order of Jake Holcroft. So Holcroft flew out to left both times up. Out of the University of Portland, one down. And Vitoch fires a swing and a ball that goes underneath. Vitoch rolls into center field and goes up the middle for a base hit. So Holcroft getting his first hit of the evening and the second for the Mallards. As this brings up Keenan Taylor, 0-2 today. Plays his collegiate ball in the Big Ten for Purdue. Heading into his senior year out of Westfield, Indiana. Standing at first is Taylor. Excuse me, is Holcroft. And Taylor sets in and sees a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count with one out. Vitoch has his eyes on first. Throws in a curveball at 84. And just low of the zone, 2-0. One out. Vitoch again, the 2-0. And down low on a fastball. Comes in at 89 miles per hour on the right side of the zone. 3-0 count. So only one out. One more ball away would put two runners on for Madison. And the 3-0. And down in the dirt again for ball number four. So that allows Taylor to get to first. Holcroft advances to second. And this brings up Ryan Sprock. 0-1 today with a strikeout, and he was walked. So Jensen having a word with his pitcher now on the mound. Rafters 5-0 lead, but in the Northwoods League, we know, and especially baseball, at any given moment, the game can change. Well, bottom six here. One out. As Sadika struck out swinging to lead off the inning. So Malachi Vitok will take a deep breath and recompose himself as the lights slowly starting to turn on here at Warner Park. A full crowd as they swing in a line drive that bounces, that goes underneath the glove of Conniff, rounding third, heading for home is Holcroft, and the Mallards break through in the scoring here in the bottom of the sixth. They get their first run of the game. So one down and an RBI single from Sprock, and now it's 5-1. A tough bounce for Conniff to deal with. And Owen Jackson will step in now. So Sprock at first, Taylor at second. Now it's a 5-1 game. One down. Vitok will look in. He'll look over at second. Fire in the first offering. And it comes in low of the zone. 1-0 on a fastball at 90. So Madison, after five scoreless innings of baseball, they find themselves with the first run, the 1-0. And low of the zone, 2-0. We've seen the Rafters come back from being down, and we've seen them also blow leads. You take it back to Traverse City, where they won the game 5-4, but we're up 4-0 heading in the bottom of the ninth, and Traverse City got four runs. This team at times has struggled holding a lead. In the 2-0, low left edge for a ball, 3-0. So now a 3-0 count, one more ball away, and the base is being loaded. Vitok fires the 3-0, and right down the zone for a strike on a fastball at 89, 3-1. Sprock at first, Keenan Taylor at second. The 3-1 fouled left side. Staying alive is Owen Jackson. Grounded out to the pitcher and then flew out to center, both times up. And he's 0-2 today. One down. The count runs full. Up and away outside for ball number four. So now the base is loaded. And this brings up Isaiah Jackson. Grounded out to second and struck out looking. Jackson at first, Sprock at second, Keenan Taylor at third. A 5-1 game as the tying run up at the plate. Perhaps another double play for the Rafters could be in store. If a ground ball comes, a swing and a ball popped to the left side. A ground ball comes to either Conniff or Broussard. Sure enough, those two, their chemistry is as good as anybody in the Northwoods League on the infield side. Both returning Rafters, so playing in their second season together. As the 0-1, way outside, Jensen has to reach out to his left above his head to make the grab. 1-1. 1-1 count. Vitok sets in. He'll set and serve up and away. And once again on the same pitch, a wild fastball at 90 miles per hour. Comes way up above the zone. 2-1. A 2-1 count with one down. Looking in his Vitok. He has the long stare, the set, the fire. And finds the right edge inside for a strike. 2-2. So this would be a big strikeout here for Wisconsin Rapids. The most success they've had offensively, Madison, here in the bottom of the six. And the 2-2 curveball away left side. 2-2. Jackson at first, Sprocket second, Keenan Taylor at third. And the 2-2 comes in, pulled right side. As Jackson, great contact out of Arizona State from Vail, Arizona. Batting a 280, he has 23 RBIs this season. So the left-hander, the right-handed pitcher of Vitoc, he'll set and fire the 2-2 and popped backside. He got on the inside of that. So he's staying alive, working the count at 2-2. Heading into his sophomore season for the Sun Devils. Vitoc stares, steps, fires at 2-2. And once again, skied in the air, fouled left side. Jackson staying alive. Working this pitch count. Vitoc nearing his 49th pitch. Gone 2 1/3. But right now, has to get it done. The 2-2 swinging a ball. Well hit into right field. Heading back towards the wall. This ball is off the wall. And it goes in. A one run scores for Madison. And what about that? Well, it looks like Madison already coming up big. So it fouls out from Jackson. So run scores, and it's 5-2. Flew out to right. Great contact from Jackson, but now it's 5-2, two down. Looks like a swing and a ground ball that stays fair and pulls away on the right field side. It was weird. Jackson bombed it to right field. It looked like it hit off the wall and Bobo caught it. 5-2 is the score. A sac fly RBI from Isaiah Jackson. Makes this a 5-2 game. So Sprock stands at third. Jackson, Owen Jackson, that is, at first. Owen, one count, two down. Looking in his Vitoc, he fires and comes in on an 83-mile-per-hour breaking ball. 1-1. One ball, one strike. The 1-1. And once again on a curveball, 82 this time, 2-1. So two runs for Madison here in the bottom of the six. Two down. The 2-1. Swing and a drive into center field. Johnson has to take a couple steps forward and makes the easy grab for the third out. Rafters give up two runs, but they still lead 5-2. We head to the bottom, top of the seventh here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the seventh, Connor Langrell will step in for the Mallards this time. Out of Riverview, Florida, and a senior from Bradley University. An 0-1 record. He's had 8 games appeared in with 15 innings of work, 15 hits, and 8 runs. Also acquiring 16 strikeouts for a 3.6 ERA. Rafters gave up 2 runs in the bottom of the sixth. But they still lead 5-2 as Ty Johnson will lead off. 1-for-3 with 1 run. So Langrell taking over the pitching duties as Cole Heath went 4 1/3 inning, 45 pitches, and 5 strikeouts. So he had a big day, allowing no hits and no runs, as Langrell will step in now. And the first offering comes in, and a bunt out left side for a foul. No balls, a strike. Oh, and one count. Johnson will step on Langrell, who will fire in up and outside for a ball, 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. And the 1-1 on a changeup at 75. And comes in left, 2-1. 2 balls, a strike. The 2-1, swinging a ground ball that goes past the first baseman, and Jackson drops in the right field. And Ty Johnson, on his second hit of the day, he'll take first. So he's flown out, grounded out, and also had 2 hits, as Jack Basir will step in, the right-hander. Walked twice and grounded out to third. He's also had 2 runs as well. Crossed home plate twice. Going to be a sophomore at TCU this upcoming fall. And the first offering comes in 86 miles per hour in for a strike. 0-1. So Johnson stands at first. No balls, a strike. The 0-1, swinging a miss upstairs. Basir a little bit late on the inside, and he sees a strike. 0-2. 0-2 count. Johnson at first. Langrell will fire. Right side for a ball. 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Langrell will look over at first, and getting back towards the bag is Johnson. 1-2. The 1-2, swinging a ground ball that goes underneath. Langrell rolls into center field, and back-to-back hits for the Rafters. Johnson to second, Basir to first. And once again, Wisconsin Rapids, back-to-back hits. They are up to 8 hits today. As Brendan Bobo, 2-for-3 today, a 4 RBI day for him. 2-run home run in the first, a 2-run RBI single in the second, and also struck out swinging. So Langrell will fire. and clips the left edge, finds the strike zone, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Five two is the score. Rafters in front. As Langrell looks over to second, Johnson gets back towards the bag. As head umpire Philip Jean Luis having a word. It's Caleb Cador and also Donnie Scott, the manager for the Mallards, having ordered that umpire. But back-to-back hits for the Rafters. Two runners on for them. Basir at first, Johnson at second. Back-to-back hits, and well, the exact response that's needed after Madison had two runs of their own in the sixth, the first time they've scored all game. They were held for five scoreless innings, and two runs here for them in the bottom of the sixth, but here in the top of the seventh, no outs, too. That's big for the Rafters. As Bobo down on the count, 0-1. Langrell will look in. He'll set. And the 0-1 out on the right side for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And it comes in actually for a ball, 2-1. Well, now, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. 1-1 count. Bobo, the left-hander on the right-handed pitcher of Connor Langrell. And the 1-1 foul back. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And Schreider stepping out of his coach's area and having a word with Jean Luis. 1-2 count. So Basir remains at first, Johnson at second. Nobody down. Connor Langrell nearing his 12th pitch. As Heath went 4 1/3 innings, 5 strikeouts, as now the umpires meeting together on the infield. But you look at it, Rafters up to 8 hits, an avalanche of runs in the first and second inning. But then they slowed off for 4 scoreless innings. But here in the seventh, they have something brewing. It was Bobo, a 2-run home run in the first that initially hit off the top of the wall. Looked gone, wasn't gone, and the umpires decided to rule it that it was, in fact, a home run. So Bobo up to bat today, right now, 2-for-3. One, two count. Bobo will step in. As Langrell will look over at second, and the 1-2 comes down just below the zone for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Langrell will set, kick, fire the 2-2. Swing and a miss inside. Bobo drops to his knees as he sees the third strike for one down. So back-to-back strikeouts for Brendan Bobo, and this brings up Garrett Broussard, who's also 2-for-3 today. A base hit on each of his first two at-bats. And also struck out swinging. So looking in is Langrell, and he'll serve up on a changeup that goes above the zone at 75. 1-0.
Did you announce the free beer?
1-0 count with one down. Langrell looks at second. The 1-0. And again on a changeup again at 75. It comes in for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. One down. Looking in and firing. And bounces. Goes away behind Brown. And a wild pitch advances the runners. So Johnson to third. Basir to second. Now two runners in scoring position as opposed to one. Rafters could add to their lead and provide themselves some cushion. Two balls, one strike, one out. One down, the 2-1. Swinging a drive that goes up the middle. Getting home is Johnson. Rounding third is Basir. And the Rafters add to their lead two runs. And they go up 7-2. A two-run RBI single from Garrett Broussard. Adding to his day, three hits. Rafters, nine hits total, seven runs. And they get two runs back here in the seventh. So one down. So Jack Gervich will step in now. Broussard at first. As he swings and cracks a ball into deep left center. Running after it and not making the grab is Jackson. It went through his glove. And he'll take first. So an error there from the center fielder, Isaiah Jackson. Wasn't able to make the grab, and Gervich gets on base. This brings up Harrison Didowick. Grounded out to second, and also grounded out to third. As the first offering comes in on a wild pitch. And now the runners advance. Gervich to second, Broussard to third. As third base coach for one of the Rafters, Orlando Rodriguez, exchanging some words with his shortstop. One down. A 1-0 count. The 1-0 from Langrell. Change up at 74. Two balls. Langrell will look, step, serve, and a check swing. Third base umpire says he did come across. For a strike, 2-1. A 2-1 count. Two runs for Madison in the bottom of the sixth. Rafters followed up with two of their own. They lead 7-2 right now, and they're threatening. Two runners in scoring position. Didowick sees the 2-1, and it comes outside of the zone. 3-1. Three balls, a strike. Langrell will look. Serve down the 3-1 way below the zone for ball number four. Didowick will take first. Gervich at second. Broussard at third. And now Donnie Scott having a word with Langrell. Possibly his day has ended, and I think it has. He's gone 23 pitches, a third of an inning, allowing three hits and two runs. Two of those came earned with a walk and a strikeout. So Langrell, his day has ended. And now the fourth pitcher coming in for the Mallards. And it looks to be Brock Blatter. A right-hander, stands at 6'6", and attends the University of Alabama. So part of the Crimson Tide heading into his sophomore season from Billings, Montana, all the way. That's not something you see too often, a guy that pitching at Alabama from Montana. So Blatter, three games appeared in with a 1-0 record. He picked up the win against Lakeshore back on June the 16th. He also has a save as well. Three innings of work, one hit, three walks, and two strikeouts. He's faced 13 batters. So he's the fourth pitcher of the game for the Mallards. But the Raptors, bases loaded. Didiwook at first. Gurvich at second. And Broussard at third. Already two runs here in the top of the seventh. And they really had the opportunity to provide a bigger cushion than what it already is. They had two runs in the first, three in the second. Were held scoreless for four innings. And then in the seventh, two runs. Madison, two runs of their own in the bottom of the sixth. As one down, stepping in is Brock Blatter. So warming up the right-hander. Each team with an error. Raptor, nine hits for Raptors to the two. 9-2 for the Raptors in favor of the hits. So just trying to figure that out now. As bases loaded, Chris Conniff will step in. 0-3. Blatter making his first appearance today. Will set and serve way down low. Conniff has to bend away. It comes low at a fastball at 92. 1-0. 1-0 count, two away.
You're right, that's the only error.
The 1-0, gone off the check swing, down low, and it comes in for a ball, 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes, one down. Blatter will look in again. The base is loaded. The 2-0. And a dropped ball from Brown. It comes in at a ball 3-0. Count. One out. Brown having a word with Blatter on the mound. Here in the top of the seventh. Raptors really have the ability to extend this lead. Already up 7-2. Three balls, no strikes. One out. As the first offering, the fourth offering comes in and comes out for a ball, so Conniff will take first, and that brings home Broussard, and the Raptors up 8-2 now. Jorge Degatti, it's his turn, one out, 1-3 today. Another three-run inning for the Raptors. Brock Blatter on his first batter throws four straight balls. And then throws another ball again, 1-0. Degatti, one of four Raptors to grouse home plate today. Leading the team in batting average. As Blatter fires in low and right side. On a breaking ball at 83. 2-0. One down, the 2-0, and Blatter finds the strike zone. His first strike of the day, 2-1. A 2-1 count, one out. Setting and firing is Blatter, swinging a miss. Degatti reached for it outside and sees a second strike, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. One down, the 2-2, low and outside on the right edge for a ball. So the count runs full, and possibly the Raptors can add to their lead here This comes in for a walk. Bases loaded once again. Konoff at first. Didowick at second. Gurvich at third. The 3-2. Swing and a miss low for strike number three. Degatti went after it. A little bit frustrated with that. Now two down. This brings up Levi Jensen. Grounded out to short twice and flew out to right. He's 0 for 3. So stepping in is Jensen. Blatter fires right side for a ball, 1-0. One out count. Two outs. And the first pitch, second pitch comes in for a strike, 1-1. So Blatter, the long stare at home. Base is loaded. And we'll set the 1-1. In four ball. Can't find the strike zone. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Two down. And the 2-1 from Blatter on a changeup. And that finds the left edge in for a strike zone. 2-2. So deuces across the board. Rafters. 9 hits, 8 runs. The 2-2. Swinging a cracked ball that goes in between first and second. One run scores in Gurvich. Didowick rounding third and gets home in time as a throw at second. Konoff gets back towards the bag and slides safe. But 2-run score for the Rafters. They lead 10-2 now. On a 2-run RBI single from Levi Jensen. Top of the order we go. Ty Johnson, 2-for-4 today. But Jensen, only 6 hits on the season. On 63 at-bats. And he comes up big. Adds more runs to this run total. Raptors 10 hits, 10 runs. As Johnson swings and grounds a ball into the second baseman, and Hamilton flips it over into his glove to Sirica for the third out. So the Rafters, 5 runs here in the top of the seventh. They lead 10-2 now. We head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the seventh, Rafters lead 10-2. And right now, we look at it, they're third in the Great Lakes West Division. 17-14 with a game back of Wausau. They're also a half game back of Green Bay. So right now, around the league, Wausau is down 1-0 in the top of the eighth inning, and Green Bay is getting absolutely shelled by Lakeshore 11-1. So right there, Wausau would go to, if both scores stand, Wausau would go to 18-14, and the Rafters, if they can pull out the victory right now, up to 10-2, they would go to 18-14, and Green Bay would go to 18-15. So that would tie the Rafters for first place. And remind you, if they clinch the first half, getting first in the Great Lakes West Division, they will have a playoff berth. So it's big. It's a lot of important games here, the next couple games. So Rafters up 10-2 in this game, 5 runs in the top of the 7th. They've had 10 hits, 10 runs. They've absolutely put a hurting on Madison here today. Madison, 2 runs, 2 hits. Has a new pitcher in store for the Rafters. Jackson Wentworth will step in. Out of Urbandale, Iowa. And the first offering comes in 4th strike, 0-1. A Kansas State product. A rising redshirt sophomore. 0-2 record so far. 12 innings of work as a ball pulled out right side on Davis Hamilton. He pitched against Madison back on June the 4th, making his first start. And, well, he went 3 innings, allowing 10 hits and 7 runs. But the 0-2 fouled right side. So Davis Hamilton grounded out to second and also struck out swinging. 0-2 count. No balls, 2 strikes. Wentworth sets, delivers, swinging a weak ground ball over to Conniff at second. Scoops it up in the glove. The throw to first is right on time. One down. So Wentworth will step in. Already having his first out. And this brings up Jack Tucker. 0-2 today. Wentworth will look. Tucker out of St. John's University. And Wentworth will fire. On a fastball at 91 that clips the right edge of the zone. In 4 strike, 0-1. No balls a strike. One down. The 0-1. Swinging a ball. Well hit into deep left center field. Heading back towards the wall. This ball's gone. A solo home run for Jack Tucker. And that gets the Mallards back on the board. 10-3. But a big run and a big shot for Tucker. Rafters still lead 10-3, though. That was Tucker's first home run of the season. So bottom of the 7th. Wentworth will have to shake that off as Noah Sadika, he's due up. Wentworth fires up on a changeup at 81 and comes in for a ball. Sadika 0-1 today with a strikeout. He's been walked as well. Swing and a miss outside. 4 strike, 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 down, and Wentworth fires low of the zone. 4 ball, 2-1. 2-1 count with 1 down. The 4th offering comes in for a strike, 2-2.
Chase.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Noah Sadika out of UC San Diego. He's really been really busy at shortstop today. And the 2-2 fouled right side into the netting. So 10 runs for Wisconsin Rapids here in this game. Madison cut it to 5-2, but then a 5-run inning for the Rafters. 2-2 low of the zone, right side for a ball, 3-2. One down, Wentworth shakes it off. The count runs full. And he'll set, deliver the 3-2 on a drop third strike, but tagging him was Jensen for two down. Top of the order we go as Jake Holcroft, who got a base hit last time up, both times before that, he flew out to left. So two down, and looking in is Wentworth. He'll fire, go below the zone, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Rafters one away. The 1-0 fouled back behind home plate, 1-1. One ball, one strike. As the 1-1 foul to the left, and 2-1. Two balls a strike. Setting and firing is Wentworth, and he'll clip the part of upper edge of the zone in for a strike. That's deuces across the board, 2-2. The 2-2. Swinging a line drive that goes into the left fielder of Didowick and makes the grab. So the Rafters give up a hit, and it was a home run from Tucker, but they still lead 10-3. We head to the top of the eighth inning here on WFHR, and we'll step aside.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to wroinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the eighth inning, Rafters 10, Mallards 3, as Jack Passieren will step in. Three runs today. He's 1-for-2. He's been walked twice. As Brock Blatter back on the mound, a swing and a hard bouncer over to the third baseman in Taylor. Guns it over to first on a bounce, and he gets him in time for one down. So this brings up Brendan Bobo. Bobo 2-for-4, a four RBI day. He had a two-run home run in the first, a two-run RBI single in the second. And since then, he's struck out swinging on both times since he's been at the plate. One down, Blatter fires. It goes outside for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count. This is the fourth pitcher for the Mallards. Brock Blatter, one strikeout today on 18 pitches as Bobo skies a ball out left side, out of play, 1-1. So a solo home run from Jack Tucker in the bottom of the seventh has given Madison another run as the 1-1 popped back side, 1-2. But other than that, Rafters, a 5-run inning in the top of the 7th. It was 5-2 at one point. Madison clawed themselves back in this game. The Rafters quickly put an end to that. The 1-2 changeup comes in at 81. Just low of the zone, 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Blatter looks in. He'll kick, fire, up and upstairs on a changeup again. 3-2. Full count, 1 down. A ground out from Basir, and the 3-2 swing and a miss low. Bobo falls to his knees. And that's a third straight time he struck out swinging. But he's already had a 4 RBI day. So Bobo a little bit frustrated. So 2 down. This brings up Garrett Broussard, who has also had a big day himself. 3-for-4. And had a 1-run RBI single to go with that. 1 away for Madison here in the top of the 8th. And the first offering comes in, foul off the top of the bat from Broussard. On the right side, 0-1. Head to Utah Valley from San Juan Capistrano, California. And a returning Rafter. The 0-1 bounces in the dirt in the left-handed batter's box. One of the key pieces to this team and their success. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 down. A foul ball back right side. And he topped it. 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 2 down. Brock Blatter looking for a 3-up and 3-down inning. As Blatter kicks, winds, and the 1-2 comes in. Fouled on the third baseline, 1-2. Staying alive is Broussard. A big day for him. 3 hits. A 2 RBI day. And the 1-2 from Blatter. Swing and a miss upstairs for strike number 3. So a 1-2-3 inning for Madison. But the Rafters still lead 10-3. We head to the bottom of the 8th here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the 8th, we go, and another pitcher in store for the Rafters, the 4th of the day, as Sidney Ferry will step in. 9 games appeared in. He has 1 save, 9 1/3 innings, allowing 10 hits and 4 runs. He has 6 strikeouts, On the season, he picked up the save against Traverse City in that dramatic 5-4 win in extra innings just a couple days ago. So Ferry, a rising senior from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, from Paw Paw, Michigan, will step on the mound against Taylor and serve the first offering in for a strike. 0-1. So the second pitch comes in, topped out right side, 0-2. Taylor 0-2 today with a run, and he was also walked as well. So one of three mallards to cross home plate. No balls, two strikes. The right-hander Sydney Ferry will kick and step up and away for a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the 1-2 swinging a ground ball that goes in between second and third. Broussard can't field it. And a leadoff single for Taylor here in the bottom of the eighth. So this brings up Sprock, Ryan Sprock from Elon University. An RBI for him today. Struck out. 0-2 with a walk. And the first offering comes in for a ball, 1-0. At first is Taylor. Ferry fires. And skied right side out of play. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ferry will come set, kick, deliver, swing and a miss. Inside, 1-2. So Ryan Sprock has been big for this team this season, but right now he's 0-2, and the 1-2 just outside of the right side of the zone, 2-2. So count is at two apiece. Standing in first is Taylor. Looking in his Ferry, he'll fire, foul off the top side of the bat, rolls into the back track. Count remains at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Ferry will bend at the knee. We have the long stare, kick, and here comes the 2-2. On a breaking ball at 78, that goes on the right edge of the zone, 3-2. Count runs full. Staying at first is Taylor, the 3-2, swinging a ground ball over to Degatti at third, flips it on over to second to Conniff, the throwback to first for a double play. This time a 5-4-3 double play. And another double play for this Raptors team. They've been excellent in the infield, as good as they've been on offense, defensively. They've been superb. So Owen Jackson will step in now. One walk, 0-2. Two down for the Raptors. Ferry fires and goes on the inside for a ball, 1-2, 1-0. One ball, no outs. And one ball, no strikes and two outs. The 1-0. Left edge, and finds the strike zone, 1-1. One count. Looking in his Ferry, he'll fire, swinging a ball skied in the air into left, as the third baseman, Degatti, tracking it down, falls down while making the catch, and gets the third out. We head to the top of the ninth inning. Raptors lead 10-3. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces,